The meditation is the process of, it's a filtration. And our Anand Kumar, he worked exclusively in oil and gas refineries. In the oil column, in the distillation column, it is nothing but you put the crude into the distillation column, and the crude, initially it is crude. But when it passes through the distillation column, even the most heavy crude also has subtler fine elements. At the top, natural gas, kerosene, gasoline, petrol. Though initially it was very crude, but when it passes through the distillation column, the fine qualities comes out. We also, in the appears to be a very crude person, but when one passes through the meditation, passes through the yoga, the beauty in the person comes out. And at the bottom of the distillation column still, it's a naphtha, that very crude element is there. It is still useful for road construction or whatever it is used. But we appear to be very crude, fit for nothing. But when we go through that process, the beauty, our personality blossoms. Our personality in us, beauty in us comes out. Everyone, it says in the scriptures, everyone has this beautiful quality, unique qualities, special qualities. In the meditation, doing meditation helps in discovering the beauty in us. Everyone has some special skills. When the Creator has made us, everyone He made, He gave us a special talent, special skills. And we underestimate ourselves. We don't have any special skills. We are fit for nothing. But it says, when you start discovering yourself, when you start going deep within yourself, the special talent, special qualities slowly gets revealed. And it says in the Narayana Upanishad, Ananta Avyayam Kavigam Samudrentam Vishvashambhuvam. Samudra means ocean. Ocean, not only the gross ocean, what we see outside. There is a ocean within. Samudre Anta, Anta Samudra. Inside, infinite ocean is there in the heart. And why He is there? And Vishwa, He is residing. He is not created that space by itself and left out. He is residing within that one. Why He is residing? Vishwa, He is residing within. Why? Shambhuvam. He wants through us to do great things in the world. Vishwa, He is within us so that He is giving the energy so that through us, great things gets accomplished in the world. Never belittle yourself. Never think you are fit for nothing. There is a, in the Vishwa, that He is within, He is eagerly waiting for us to roll up our sleeves, get up and act. Reach out. Accomplish great things in the life. And those who do the meditation, who practice yoga, they are not a dull person. It's a long face, always bubbling with joy, reaching out wherever we can. Because when this life is over, it's whatever we thought it is important. I went through the meditation in the Yoga Nidra, the death process, what we believed this is important, when the soul departs, whatever the world we created, it's meaningless. It gone. We thought it is so important, we leave everything. It says, don't squander this one. Waste your energy on trivial things. Accomplish great things. Reach out. See the presence of that one who resides in your heart, residing everywhere. Accomplish great things. Bring joy to the world and depart. And that's the message of the meditation. Meditation, Vishwa Shambhuvam. And even that word, whenever you feel down, You think of that one, Vishwa Shambhuvam. He is residing Samudre Antam. In my heart, he is residing. He is wanting to me, wanting me to accomplish great things in the auspicious things, noble things in the life, in the world. He is eagerly waiting for us to do that one. Say to yourself again and again, that is your mantra. When you have that type of mantra within, every day you say that one, your life opens up in a new dimension, which you never thought of. New dimension opens up. It will bring immense joy as you progress in the sadhana, and immense joy for the fellow beings, fellow travelers with you. It's a strength, it's a support their journey also. That's the message. It's a purpose of meditation. When you're sitting for the meditation and discover the beauty, the new dimension should open up. The flower within us, it is withered flower, it's an unblossomed flower. That flower within us should blossom completely. When it opens completely, the fragrance of that flower spreads far and wide. Like bees reaches out from far and wide towards that flower, many people get inspired by your living. That is possible through the meditation. That is the message conveyed in the Narayana Upanishad, purpose of meditation. Bring your hands.